You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here via Zoom from Ok Bay Yoga. Welcome to the show, Lindsay Bloom. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Shelley. Hey, listeners.
And Heather Evoy. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to start with introductions, if we may, and I'd like to let you both introduce yourselves and tell me a bit about your roles at Ok Bay Yoga. Heather, can we start with you?
Sure, yeah. Heather Evoy Dewayu, Simshianyu Lakshgik Diptegu, Ketchkan Diwowatku, Li Akkwan Ani Diwotsogu. My name is Heather Evoy. I'm Simshian. I'm from the Eagle Clan, born and raised in Ketchikan, but I'm fortunate enough to be a guest and live and work here on the lands of the Akkwan. And as far as my affiliation with Ok Bay Yoga, I'm just fortunate enough to be friends with my friend Lindsay here, and she invited me in to be a guest teacher. So, yeah.
All right, Lindsay, and how about you? Would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Lindsay Bloom, and I'm the founder of Ok Bay Yoga. And Ok Bay Yoga is a brand new yoga studio out in Ok Bay. Like as Heather said, we're also so honored to do our work and our practice and our class that we'll be doing this week that we'll talk about soon on Akkwan lands, and honored to be guests here. And I am so excited. You know, I run into Heather all over the state, actually, because we do different projects and different work where we're often together as advocates for salmon and for clean water and also for just healthy communities in general. And so I'm so excited to actually get to do this class, Uptaking Summer Sweetness Plant Medicine Night with Heather. I feel like it's kind of been percolating for a long time now, and I'm really excited for whatever alchemy we're going to bring on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking more about that, but I wanted to just tell you that I liked in your description of Ok Bay Yoga how you help people counterbalance hustle culture and burnout and daily grind-induced fatigue. Can you say more about that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that's probably right in our mission statement. And, you know, the practice of yoga itself is a practice that helps balance and downregulate nervous systems. And it's done that for thousands and thousands of years since it was first developed in Southeast Asia and then brought over to the West. So we are also so fortunate to have this incredible practice. And, you know, our culture is really mired in doing and getting done and to-do lists and checklists and being productive. And so we're so lucky to have some practices like yoga, which are really meant to counterbalance that, where we come, we be still, we get present, we connect with each other, with our own bodies, our own intuition, and the environment around us. And so, yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Heather, would you add anything to that?
I just think that, you know, what we have planned for our Friday night Uptaking Summer Sweetness class is really in line with, you know, those values that you were just talking about in helping to slow down for a minute, take a little bit of time for yourself, get a little bit more grounded and connected to, you know, some of the beautiful teachings that are often, you know, right at our feet and our fingertips and often overlooked.
Yeah, so as you have both mentioned, you're here today to talk about a plant medicine class this Friday called Uptaking Summer Sweetness. And Heather, are you the instructor for that class?
Lindsay and I are sort of co-instructing this class. I think we'll be, should be doing more of the movement pieces that we have incorporated for the evening, and I'll be doing a little bit more of the storytelling and, you know, just some of the connections to the various plants that we'll be talking about.
Nice. Well, let's hear a little bit more about the class. Some of the bullet points are cedar facials stream and storytelling. There's drumming and song. learning about teaching from a dozen local plants and yoga and movement. So I would like to hear a lot more about these classes. Are there going to be two of them on Friday night, and are they going to be the same, or is one focused more on something else? So Lindsay, why don't you give me an overview?
Yeah, thanks so much. So those bullets were just sort of like, I was like, well, what is somebody who's listening that like, just is like, what is this about? I have no idea. I wanted to give some tangibles about like what to expect. And so it's one class. It is on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. And we are actually going to be weaving that all together into a beautiful just braid of energies for that one class. So it's going to start with obviously like a land acknowledgement, a grounding, slowing down. It's a cedar theme facial that Heather will be taking everybody who attends through, which will be a big treat. And then we'll be bringing in lots of plants that will be very respectfully harvested for our group and talked about. And then the movement part is really about, I think there's so many different ways to sort of take in teachings and to take in healing and to take in the world around us. And so yoga is really about embodiment and about kind of like digesting and incorporating, uptaking things through your body, through your breath, which is prana and energy. And so we'll just be going through a very gentle and a very sort of beginner friendly movement practice after all of the other experiential learnings that we're doing to really just kind of steep ourselves in the lessons and walk away with it, not just swirling around in our heads, but really throughout our entire bodies and cellular universe.
Mm, it sounds lovely. A great way to spend a Friday night. Heather, can you say more about some of the plants and the medicine that you'll be teaching about in the class?
Well, first, just I think, you know, I'd like to share that starting with that word medicine, you know, I think it's sort of a colonial word and a colonial construct of a way to think about relations with various plants, you know. So I think for me, really talking about the different ways that being in right relation with the plants, you are more open to the lessons and the teachings that they have to share with us, the gifts that they have to give to us. And so, you know, I think that that's a little bit of my focus. And I think we have, as you mentioned, the cedar steam. For those of you who aren't familiar, we don't have a lot of cedar that grow here in Juneau. And so I was fortunate enough to time it and ask some dear friends in my hometown of Ketchikan to pick some boughs for me to bring up with one of the Little League team moms this week. So it takes a community, you know, and that's why I told her, I says, well, then you'll be at the class with us in spirit, you know. So talking a little bit about some rose, I'll have a little rose facial toner thing for folks to take home. And just the various lessons and some personal stories that I have in relation to those plants.
Excellent. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time. So even though I have a lot more questions about the class, I think we better let people know when it's happening, where it's happening, and how they can sign up. So Lindsay, do you want to give us those details?
I would love to. So if this is tantalizing or triggering your interest, please just visit us at akbayoga.com. When you go to akbayoga.com, you go to special events and you'll see this class being offered. It is Friday, July 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. The full cost is $75, and there are scholarship funds available, and so we want to make it very welcoming and accessible to anyone, so just let us know, and you'll also find we have veterans discounts and other things going on through Akbay Yoga, which you'll find on our website, so hopefully everybody can find us there this Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. We are excited. Heather and I have been really talking a lot this week and doing a lot of work to prepare. So I think we're going to deliver something really special.
I think that you will as well. Gunashchish for being here today, and best of luck with the workshop. I hope that everyone who participates gets a lot out of it, and you guys both do as well. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Take care.